This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got us some bona fide election fraud coming out of Arizona and possibly Georgia. Stay tuned, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
So we have, from what I understand here in Arizona, Hobbs had requested that the registration date for voting be moved up to election day, and there was actually a court case that moved it back to October 15th. Based on the registration information that we found in the voter rolls, we have 3,981 individuals who show as having voted in this election, and their data shows up in the canvas as having voted in this election. However, they were registered after October 15th.
It's coming out, Democrats, lefties, plutopians, whatever you want to call yourselves, progressives. Yeah, we know you cheated. We all know that the Democrats cheated. And the AZ audit has uncovered the ways in which President Trump got his election win stolen from him. I only wonder how the fake news is going to handle it when the truth comes out. And we already know the truth, but when it's verified, when it is bona fide, and for the record, that already verifies it. Welcome back to Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome to it, I should say. Just getting started here. 3,981 court-ordered registered votes that came in after the October 15 deadline. Now, I'm going to give you some numbers here so you can keep up. But here's what we know. What you can take almost any one of the things that we're going to be talking about today, and Trump wins. And for the record, that's just scratching the surface. That doesn't include the electronic beat up or beat down, however you want to put it, that Trump got when they cheated through this whole process. And I can tell you this, as much as the sun's going to rise in the east and set in the west, if Democrats tell you the truth, they would admit Joe Biden never in 1,000 years could get 82 million people to vote for him in this country. They know it. And now they're just daring you. They're daring you to do it. And you know what we did? We said, okay, you double dared us, we'll do it. And what have the Democrats done? They want election integrity. But don't count our election. Don't count our votes. Those of you who are worried going into 2022 and 2024, I got some good news for you today, baby. Pay attention. The Democrats screwed the pooch. They did what they will never be able to do again. Whew! Arizona. Do we got any songs for Arizona? I was born and raised in Arizona. We need some music for Arizona. Look at what they discovered. A race decided by 10,457 votes, supposedly. A state that Donald Trump won handily in 2016 and did again in 2020. And they say he lost by 10,000, the narrowest of votes. 3,981 votes registered after the deadline that I just played you that clip. 11,326 voters who were not on the rolls on November 7th, but miraculously appeared on December the 4th. 18,000 were voted during the election and were removed after the election. 74,243 mail-in ballots with no evidence of ever being sent. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. The big cheat. And the Democrats can't keep a lid on it. They have sued, they have sent a whole team of lawyers to every battleground state where they cheated their little crooked butts off. And now the gig is up. Here's another one of these clips where the guy's explaining what happened.
roughly 20,000, I think it was about actually closer to 18,000, who voted in the election and then showed from as being removed from the voter rolls soon after the election. So they were on the voter rolls, they showed as voted, and then they were removed. And there could be a good logical explanation for that, but it was just, it seems like a large number to me that we have after election be removed. And so getting more documentation on the request removed from voter rolls or other process to make sure that makes sense seems logical. In addition, again, knocking on doors and canvassing can help validate that information.
Knocking on doors and canvassing, that's the last thing the leftist Democrats, the scurrilous little skanks, want, is for somebody to go to those cornfields where they registered voters and say, there's nobody here. Oh, boy. Guess what's about to happen? Hey, John Durham, nobody needs your stupid report. Don't even worry about it. Just go do what you were doing. Go join Barr with James Comey and Eric Holder, and you guys go have a good laugh. Huh. Leave it up to us. It was the Arizona. It was funny. When we were losing the election, I was going through the Wu flu at the time, so I'll never forget what I was doing. And people were calling me, Kevin, man, your state has let us down. As if I'm the one that's, you know, it's my responsibility to get on the phone with Ducey and go, what are you doing, man? You're making me look bad, Ducey. So anyway, here's the thing. Whatever comes out of this, here's what I want to see. I don't know what you guys want to see. I want to see these election officials going to freaking prison. I want them in prison. I want people that certify a vote when they know that this went on, I want prison time. Isn't that, look, if you're going to serve on something like that and you put your name to it, you better be saying, you know what? This is on the up and up. I saw nothing. And then you go through the count. You do all the due diligence before you sign that document. Because you know why? If we'd done that correctly, we wouldn't be one. There would be no way in Hades that we would be talking about Biden and Kamala Harris right now. And every Democrat knows it. They all know it. Biden, he can sign all the executive orders. He can do whatever he wants. But he knows in his heart of hearts they cheated him in. Every Democrat of power knows that. But you know what? I'm tired of what they call it, a moral victory. I don't need any more moral victories. I don't want a moral victory. I want a flat-out victory. I want carnage in 2022. Are you willing to fight for carnage with me? Come on, people. Are you not entertained? I'll go Gladiator on you in a minute. I was going to talk about the movie. Y'all know me. Y'all know my show. Love me some Gladiator. So he's talking about the number of votes that were removed after the election. I gave you the numbers earlier. The big cheat. So we're going to talk about that the next segment. And then we're going to go into a thing about CNN and fake news and how we're winning. That's why you're here, because you want to know what's good about what we do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we have also seen some interesting things related to the voter rolls. So, for example, we have 11,326 people that did not show up on November 7th version of the voter rolls that should have been, you know, after votes were cast, but then appeared on December 4th voter rolls. And just be clear, they show as voted in this past election, but they were not in November 7th version of the file, and they did show up on the December 4th version.
Okay, that sounds confusing. Give me an explanation of why that might have. I mean, we're not saying there's fraud. We're not saying anything else. I'm just trying to find answers. Is there a logical explanation why that would be?
I cannot think of a logical explanation on what that would be, but it'd be a great thing to hear back from the county to see if there's anything that we're not thinking of.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Welcome, everybody. They're like Jerry Lewis. Oh, boy. Welcome, because you're getting a dose of what Arizona is going to be doing to make sure that we can't have a coup like we had before. And I hope people go to prison. I hope there are people shaking, you know, like a chihuahua trying to pass a peach pit right now all over the country as we look into this voter fraud. See, because what we're going to find out and discover in this Maricopa County voter recount is exactly what happened all over the country. This isn't isolated. This is what Democrats do. Dirty tricks being exposed. Now, how are you going to get away with this next election, Democrats? Short answer is you won't. This is why their panic is to steal as much as they can during the time of Captain Demento, before the jig is up, because they know we're on to them. This should never be allowed to happen. Everything we're talking about. And without this type of an audit, and this is, by the way, what the Supreme Court should have approved. This is what everybody was fighting for. I would want to take a look at them, too, Justice Roberts. Why would you not want to fight for voter integrity? I gave you guys the numbers earlier, but let's go through it again. We only have one more clip. 3,981 voted after the October 11th deadline. That's almost 4,000 votes gone. In an election that supposedly Biden cheated to win by 10,457 votes. 11,326 who were not on the voter rolls before November the 7th, but were on in December the 7th. I'm going to go into this, but you already know this. You can bet your bottom dollar that 80% of those votes were going to be for Biden. At least 80%. 18,000 votes were removed from the voter rolls after the election. We'll get to that number. And then finally, and here's the one that's going to that will break the Democrats' heart, 74,000. Well, let's just play the clip.
So, for example, we have 74,243 mail-in ballots where there is no clear record of them being sent. And just to be clear, here in the state of Arizona, there's EV-32s and EV-33s. EV-32s is supposed to give a record of when a mail-in ballot is sent, and an EV-33 is supposed to give a record of when the mail-in ballot is received. And so there should be an equal, you know, there should be more EV-32s more sent out than there are that are received. Specifically with these, we can tie them to a specific individual that was mailed to. And so we have 74,000 where we have them came back from individuals where we don't have a clear indication that they were ever sent out to them. That could be something where documentation wasn't done right. There was a clerical issue. There's not proper things there. But I think when we've got 74,000, it merits, you know, knocking on a door and validating some of this information.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 74,243 mail-in ballots that don't have the circular thing, you know, the tie-off. You sent it out, it got sent back, and you can close the loop on it. And you want to know why? Because every one of those voters is a saguaro cactus. That's why. These are not real voters. These are made-up voters. Democrats took dead people. They took Disney characters. They took old football players. They took everybody and made voters and thought they could get away with this crap. And they did up to now. They have up to now. I'm not going to get y'all frothing at the mouth. Oh, Kevin, we about to put Trump back into office. I don't know. I don't know the procedure. But here's what I do know. I do know you will be guaranteed to be able to say with confidence that there was massive cheating in this election. No longer will fake news, social media, and fake news media be able to tell you, don't you dare say it was any cheating, there was cheating in this election, because it will be bona fide. What you already know will be validated. It already has been. So what do you want to do? Knock on doors. Democrats don't want you knocking on doors. What was that number that Biden had that was bigger than Trump's? 10,000 and change? Anybody think that these 74,000 saguaro cactuses that voted are going to... Who would they have voted for? Just out of curiosity. You know, who's the congressman or the senator that, or the Native American BIPOC that represents the saguaro cactuses that voted for Joe Biden? Because of those 74,000, you can bet your sweet buttocks that at least 60,000 of them are for Biden. Any one of these issues overthrows this election. And for the record, it overthrow any one of these issues looked at in any jurisdiction to the level that we already have here would overthrow this election. And we should be asking ourselves, how did we get here? How did we get to where people could cheat right in front of your face and we can't do anything about it? They work for us. Every one of those people that's in office works for us. And let me just tell you, the leftists that allowed this to happen, they should be horse-tied and whipped because they know exactly what happened in this election. They celebrated this. They enjoyed the hollow victory of the big cheat, a coup, something that a third world country, by the way, we are a third world dictatorship right now because we have a demented clown. I would rather have Saddam Hussein running America than Joe Biden. This is massive cheating. And I want to see, I really want to see how the Democrats handle this. You're starting to get a feel for why they're scared, why they don't want this information to come out. You're starting to get a feel for why they enlisted the support of Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey to shut us down on social media. Let me ask you this, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Is it working? Yeah, we were relying on John Durham and Barr. They were going to do our bidding for us, right? You know what it boiled down to? It boiled down to us, the people, saying, go do it. And thankfully, Arizonans, the Republicans here, and I'm going to give a shout out to Kelly Warden team. They went in there and said, to heck with this. We know better. I remember going into that polling booth and those pompous Biden people were out in front of the thing. And I was yelling at them like, y'all ain't going to win. And they were sitting there just as comfortable. They might as well have been drinking mint juleps and having Guatemalan midgets come serve them. Because they were so confident. And I remember thinking, how could you possibly sit there that confident? Well, now we know.
Jackson Radio Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I would say that's not a characterization we're making from here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, when asked if the Texas Democrats who fled the state to avoid voting on a bill caused a super spreader event at the White House, Psaki continues by saying breakthrough cases do happen.
We certainly understand there will be breakthrough cases. Even vaccines that are incredibly effective are not foolproof.
At least five of those state senators have tested positive for COVID-19 and a White House staffer. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his crew from the Blue Origin flight holding a press conference on Tuesday after a successful space flight, Bezos saying that he wants to have more manned missions to space in the future.
We're going to fly human missions twice more this year. And what we do in the following year, I'm not sure yet.
USA Radio News. Republicans are being named to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's House Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol attack.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made his choices to sit on the special House committee created to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Politico reporting that the five Republicans that will sit on the committee are Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. If approved by the Speaker, they'll join the eight representatives selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, to sit on the investigatory committee that will hold its first hearing on July 27th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A group of bipartisan senators want to redefine congressional war powers in an effort to restrict military commands from the president. Senators Bernie Sanders, Mike Lee, and Chris Murphy are introducing a bill that would require a president to seek congressional approval before committing military resources. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know, you are why one of the reasons people can't stand the media. Sorry.
You're cracking me up.
It's your fault.
So, what should I do differently, Michael?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was an exchange between Michael Wolff and Brian Stelter of CNN. And Michael Wolff is asking him, Stelter is saying at the end, what should I do different? I mean, what are you talking about? And Michael Wolff, it's funny that he would even be the one talking about this because he's a liar too. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, that's how you can find out more about me and the team. Also, 844-551-8255 if you want to actually give us a ring. I want to play that entire clip so you can hear Michael Wolff, a guy who got caught in lies about his interviews of Trump. But I think he wants to bring journalism back to its center. And then Brian Stelter, who he's telling him, it's not even about you guys even trying to get to the truth of the news. Fire and Fury. That was the name of Michael Wolff's book. And Nora O'Donnell on, I believe, CBS. Wow, she destroyed him. How much time did you actually spend with the president during that time? Do we have that clip?
Did you speak with members of the president's cabinet for this book?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
And did you speak with the vice president?
I did not.
When was the last time you spoke with the president for this book?
You know, as I've said all along here, and the White House seems very focused on this, and I've spent about 3 hours talking to the president over the course of the campaign, the transition, and in the White House. But the important point I want to make is that this book is not about my impression of the president. I came into this with no agenda. I continue to have no political agenda.
Fair enough. But it reads like a running narrative. Like, as you say, you were a semi-permanent spot. You were a fly on the wall in the White House.
Exactly.
But it does also read like your main source is Steve Bannon. Would it be correct to sort of say that
it would be not correct. He's a very large source here, but there are many, many, many.
You have written it's worse than anybody thought, that he's mentally unstable, that he's an idiot.
Okay, I did not say he's mentally unstable. I would not be qualified to do this. I'd say I have merely described, and mostly not my impressions, the impressions of other people, of the people he deals with.
But the president denies he ever spoke with you for this book at all.
Well, I think he probably had no idea he was speaking to me for this book. When I would meet the president in the White House, we would chat as though we were friends.
To greet someone and say hello. I mean, that's not a journalistic exercise.
Yeah, you said 3 hours. You'd spend 3 hours with him.
Well, through the course, I have sat down with the president for an extended periods of interviews. But there's other periods in which, and that's essentially what he's saying. They're trying to parse this and saying, oh, I didn't know that I was speaking to him when I saw him in the White House.
To clarify, the White House says the last time they have a record of you meeting with President Trump was February 2017. That's just barely 100 days into his presidency. Did you interview him after that date?
Let's separate this out.
That was CBS giving Michael Wolff the blues. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And so, Michael Wolff, he finally gets a chance, apparently, to get even and said, you know what? I'm going to go off. And he went off on Brian Stelter. I file this under you have to see it to believe it. Sanctimonious is a term he used. I'm talking about Michael Wolff in describing Brian Stelter. We're going to play the entire clip. We only played a piece of the clip that we have. I want to play the entire clip so you can have a full understanding of what I'm talking about. A guy named Justin Barragona, he's the one who tweeted this. And I find it interesting that they call Brian Stelter's show Reliable Sources. A CNN show that's called Reliable Sources. I mean, that's like calling Brian, what's his name? The dude who lied and got, oh man, I can't, I know his first name's Brian. But anyway, he got banished. Now he's no longer front and center. But he was the heir apparent of Peter Jennings and all the greatest, you know, from Walter Cronkite, handing of the baton. What's his name? Brian something. Y'all know who I'm talking about. The liar. The dude, I was on the plane when Air Force One was shot at by missiles. I gotta tell you, it was right after I'd beaten Usain Bolt in the 100 meters at the Olympics. And as people started bringing up his lies, oh, Brian Williams, thank you. That's why you pay producers. So, these people are liars. They make stuff up. They become the news. And this is what this guy's mad about. Michael Wolff, he's been called to task, and he's like, I'm not going to just be the only one called to task. But anyway, they call the show Reliable Sources. And what he noticed, well, I'm talking about Michael Wolff, the author, who, by the way, probably is a decent journalist, wants to sell his books, and he admits that. But the point is, he's on there, and he's going, look, since when did we jump in the middle of the story? I admired Walter Cronkite, but I didn't think of him as a star. It's funny. I go to CPAC and other things, and people see Bret Baier, or they see Tucker, or Hannity, or whatever, and it's a huge draw. I will never forget. I got to give Megan, what's her name? Megan Kelly? I'm forgetting names today. I got to give her credit. The first time I ever met Megan, I had done her show many times, and I became her go-to dude. But when I first met her, this is the first thing she said, oh my God, Kevin Jackson, celebrity spotting. She said of me, celebrity spotting. They were putting makeup on her, but she couldn't wait to stand up and give me a hug. That's what I'm talking about. And I'll give her credit for that. She didn't think, I mean, I'm sure there was a part of her thing that, well, I'm a celebrity, you know, thinking she herself is a celebrity, but she said it of me. And I was like, well, who are you talking about? She's like, you, oh my God, Kevin, it's so good to finally meet. It was a big deal to her. Anyway, let's play the rest of this clip because I don't want to run out of time in this segment.
Is that how it works? That's how you get access?
But I don't want you to think that what I said at that point was in any way inauthentic. I think the media has done a terrible job on this. I think you yourself, you know, you're a nice guy. You know, you're full of sanctimony. You know, you become part of one of the parts of the problem of the media. You know, you come on here and you have a you know, a monopoly on truth. You know exactly how things are supposed to be done. You know, you are why one of the reasons people can't stand the media. Sorry.
You're cracking me up.
It's your fault.
So what should I do differently, Michael?
Don't talk so much. Listen more. You know, people have genuine problems with the media. The media doesn't get the story right. The media exists in its own bubble.
That's true.
You know,
I agree.
You know, you gotta stop. I mean, that last segment that I just had to listen to of all of the people saying the same old stuff. Also, you're incredibly repetitive. It's week after week. I mean, you're the flip side of Donald Trump. You know, fake news, and you say virtuous news. You know, there's
a problem
here.
We just figure out what is real.
I mean, yeah,
I'm listening.
Well, figuring out what is real is not so easy, and you know, most people don't want to turn to Brian Stelter to tell us what's real. I'm sorry.
Well, then why'd you bother coming on CNN a few times this week?
You know, I'm a book salesman.
Michael, I love talking to you. I'm grateful you came on.
I'm cracking up because I remember when I was selling, when I would make a book. You want to know what happens to people? Say, Kevin, go write a book. You know what you become? You become a book salesman. This guy nailed it. Wow. How much time can we spend on this? You yourself, you're a nice guy, but you're full of sanctimony, he said of Brian Stelter. Have you ever, you probably never caught his show. I'm going to save you some time. Don't bother. Don't bother. It's not worth it. But he's saying to him, you're the problem here. The problem identified by Trump years ago when he coined the term fake news, and the Democrats, the leftists, did everything they could to stop it, and they couldn't, and we're using it to this day. Let's cover some more of this when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to play this video of Michael Wolff excoriating Brian Stelter. Again, that's where we left off in the last segment. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And the reason I want to do this is because this is the most scathing thing I've heard somebody do on TV. People were wondering in social media land, is this a ruse? Is CNN doing this for ratings? Are they jumping the shark? Because the ratings are so low, they're trying to figure out, what are they doing? Is this contrived so that people will be talking about it? Because let me tell you, I was blown away by this. So here's the whole thing to listen to, and I'm going to dissect it because it's packed with so much information that is so true that it's shocking they let it come out. Kevin Jackson again, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let's play cut one.
Is that how it works? That's how you get access?
But I don't want you to think that what I said at that point was in any way inauthentic. I think the media has done a terrible job on this. I think you yourself, you're a nice guy. You know, you're full of sanctimony. You know, you become part of one of the parts of the problem of the media. You know, you come on here and you have a monopoly on truth. You know exactly how things are supposed to be done. You are why one of the reasons people can't stand the media. Sorry.
You're cracking me up.
It's your fault.
So what should I do differently, Michael?
Don't talk so much. Listen more. You know, people have genuine problems with the media. The media doesn't get the story right. The media exists in its own bubble.
That's true.
You know,
I agree.
You gotta stop. I mean, that last segment that I just had to listen to of all of the people saying the same old stuff. Also, you're incredibly repetitive. It's week after week. I mean, you're the flip side of Donald Trump. Fake news, and you say virtuous news. You know,
we just figure out what is real.
I mean, figuring out what is real is not so easy, and you know, most people don't want to turn to Brian Stelter to tell us what's real. I'm sorry.
Well, then why'd you bother coming on CNN a few times this week?
I'm a book salesman.
Michael, I love talking to you. I'm grateful you came on.
I think Stelter had to laugh to keep from crying. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You yourself, a nice guy, full of sanctimony. One of the parts of the problem of the media is what Michael Wolff said of Brian Stelter. He's telling him the truth. He's, to be honest with you, he's giving him the Dr. Phil of Brian. Do you want to know why your ratings are so low? You want to know why you're struggling to have an audience? You want to know why people no longer trust you in the media? You want to know why Donald Trump's moniker for you of fake news is sticking? It's because of everything you represent. Guys, I've gone through a litany of things to explain to you how the conservative movement is winning. We're crushing leftism. We're not just beating it. We're crushing it. We are destroying it. It would be the equivalent of some junior high kid running track in the Olympics. He will get crushed. We are defeating him in so many ways and so badly. I can't understand how you miss it. I can't understand how you look at these things and you go, Kevin, people come to write to me, Kevin, man, oh my gosh, it seems like the sky's falling. I'm going, how so? How so? There's not an award show that's anywhere close to what it was a decade ago. Not anything. There's not a star. You want to know who the biggest star is in Hollywood? A non-star. A woman who made a porno video. Kim Kardashian, the most well-known woman in the world, is Kim Kardashian. Those are not my stats. That's Q Factor. How they measure. Who knows who? Kim Kardashian is more well known than Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, probably combined. They're losing. Hollywood's drying up. I gave you stats for the ESPYs. People that have YouTube channels are doing much worse. I asked you guys the other day, it's probably been a month ago, I said, you know who the number one rapper is in the country? A conservative rapper who runs his own YouTube channel. It's bigger than Eminem, bigger than Jay-Z. You probably don't even know his name. I could go on. These are the things that are happening around this country, and people are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. Robert De Niro, where is he? He used to talk so much smack about Trump. Where is he? I want you to understand, leftists elected a bonehead, brain-dead moron of a president, replaced Trump. Trump's going out doing rallies. You think Joe Biden would ever come out and do a rally to do? No way. We are crushing these guys. They want critical race theory. Really? Let me tell you, not going to get implemented. I could talk to you about, I talked earlier about Wu Flu. In L.A., the sheriff's going, well, no, we're not doing that. People are going, we're not wearing masks. Businesses are saying, we're not shutting down again. They're issuing statewide fatwas against mask mandates. Counties are saying, I don't care what the state does, we're not enforcing it. CRT, we're not teaching it. I could go on. We are winning in so many ways. It's shocking to me. When people go, Kevin, what's going on? Why are we not winning? Social media. Right? Even Joe Biden came out and said, you know what? Yeah, y'all are misinformation. Now, it isn't for the reasons you think. It's not because it's going to help us. He spoke against communism the other day. Communism and socialism. Now, that doesn't mean anything because he still believes in communism and socialism. But the truth is leaking out every single day. And here's a guy that's saying, you believe Brian Stelter and CNN. You have a monopoly on the truth. You are one of the reasons people can't stand the media. And Brian Stelter's you're cracking me up, man. You're cracking me up. No, Brian, it's more like you're laughing to keep from crying. That's what Brian Stelter was doing. Then he goes on, he asks a magic question. I'll give him credit. I want to give Stelter credit. He listened to the guy. He says, what should I do differently? And Michael Wolff was kind of like, well, first thing is, don't talk so much. You bring on guests. You want them to give you their expertise. And what do? You talk over them. Why do you think Hannity's numbers have dropped? He talks over people. Let them talk. Let them put the noose around their neck. Or maybe, Brian Stelter, you might become enlightened. He says, listen. Now, Brian's interrupting. And he finally goes, okay, I'm listening. I'm listening. I don't know if you caught it. Okay, I'm listening now. I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut. Because I'm not the belle of the ball. I'm not the star of the party. You bring guests on because you want to hear what they have to say. So then he goes on, Michael Wolff goes on to say this, the media doesn't get the story right. You exist in your own bubble. You, and what did Stelter say? I don't know if you were listening very closely, but you know what Stelter said, just so you're clear? He goes, you're right about that. He says, the media doesn't get the story right. Just so you guys know, I get kicked off of Twitter because I dare to question the New York Times and say to Jack Dorsey, why are you not declaring them fake news when they got the story wrong? Sicknick didn't get killed with this fire extinguisher. And he bans me. And do you think that Jack Dorsey's people, I've appealed it twice now. Nope, you're still banned. You broke our rules, Kevin Jackson. You dared to speak the truth when we told you what the truth was and the lie was the truth. And you wouldn't promote it. Well, guess what I did? I stood on principle. I don't care what your truth is. So he says, he goes on to say, you don't get the story right. You exist in your own bubble. But here's what he said that was really insightful. Michael Wolff talking to Brian Stelter. By the way, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. He says, you know what you do? You do the same old stuff week after week. Same old stuff week after week. He says, you know, people have genuine problems with the media. The media doesn't get the story right. The media exists in its own bubble. Also, you're incredibly repetitive. It's week after week. I mean, you're the flip side of Trump. You know, fake news. You say virtuous news. People are on to you. That's what this guy's trying to tell him. We're on to him. And I thank you and I applaud you for being part of my media. See, because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to be like, oh, here's what Trump said, and I love it. If I like it, I tell you. If I don't, I don't. And you know what? It's all my opinion anyway. Take it or leave it. The same way it should be for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.